Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday heading into Christmas, and that is good news. Robert in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, you was talking about the COVID shots earlier, and I'm the one that texted in and said I had quadruple bypass after take. I don't know if the COVID shot caused it, but about 2 years after I took it, I had four blockages in my heart. Two of them was 98%, and the others were 70%. And I was just wondering if you had any more information on that.
One of the things we know from the Taiwanese study is that what the COVID shot does to some people, we don't know what percentage, is it thickens the muscle around the heart. It makes it tougher and less elastic. So I don't know if it would cause blockages, but I'm not a cardiologist, so maybe it does. But I do know this, if you want to kind of get an idea or just read what's out there, some good pieces on it. And this, what's amazing, what he's referring to earlier in the show, I just documented, and you can go see this yourself on Google, just put in COVID shot, myocarditis, COVID shot, and death. And the media is beginning to admit we were right. And it's really been like the last 3 days. It's incredible watching this walk back. But one you could read is The Telegraph, How COVID Vaccines Can Cause Heart Damage. Immune systems triggered by mRNA jabs may inflame cardiac cells with young men most at risk. So The Telegraph's kind of, you know, doing some admissions there. Stanford Medicine's got a study out too. Stanford Medicine study shows why mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines can cause myocarditis. So I would put in myocarditis and I would, you know, put in, COVID shot and just start reading and see if you can find any answers. Because I got to tell you what, these doctors really need to get up on this so that if they're treating someone like you, they need to understand what caused the problem or it's going to be harder to fix. They need to understand, is there a muscle thickening that came out of nowhere from that COVID shot? But I'm sorry that happened to you, Robert. Are you okay? Are you going to be okay, you think?
Yeah, I've been cleared of all of it.
Good.
You brought this up, and then my physical therapist, when she came out to the house to show me how to do different things, she actually told me she's seen more men my age than ever having the same thing I had done. And then your show kind of added to it this morning, so it's got me thinking, you know, did the COVID shot really cause that?
Yeah, and it's just it's very frustrating. Again, what's frustrating is, they told us this out of Taiwan months and months ago. Great study on this, and it was totally ignored in America as doctors continue telling their patients, you know, in mass, hey, take the COVID shot. So I hope you're okay, and I'm sorry if they did that. I'm sorry that happened to you. I really hate that for you and for folks like you. It's just, it was terrible what they did. It was shameful. Again, I would also put in deaths if you're looking. Just go look at it so you can marvel. I mean, keep in mind, if you were a world-famous virologist, and then there were many, Stanford, Oxford, trying to warn us about this, and they got censored by FBI line agents for telling the truth. This didn't have to happen. We knew this very, very quickly, how dangerous this shot was. Heck, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, one of them anyway, whose name's on the patent, Dr. Robert Malone, came out and tried so hard to warn us. They went so far in censoring him that they even took his profile off LinkedIn. They were so terrified he'd tell somebody the truth. And now we're finding out what that truth is. Isn't it weird how the media suddenly knows all of a sudden, bam, all of this? And what's prompted this is started out with the leaked memo about the child deaths and how there are a lot more out there. And then the FDA this week saying, yeah, guess what? We're also going to start investigating adult deaths too. There's a lot of them out there. And admitting there's 38,000 adult deaths in VAERS, which is the government tracking system where your doctor reports it. So there's a lot out there. And you think, well, only 38,000, a lot of people got the shot. No, VAERS typically represents 2 to 10% of the deaths. So the numbers are truly massive. And this is all going to come out. And the media knows it, so they're trying to get ahead of it. Because keep in mind, liberal media readers are the sheeple. And they need them to believe their crap for the next thing. So they can take the midterm. So they've got it. They know it's coming out. And they don't want it to shock their systems. They've got to gradually release it. And what they're doing right now is, oh, well, the shot, okay, might kill some people. And yeah, might give you myocarditis. But dude, get it anyway. Why? I don't know. Experts say. Jeff in Duncan. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kara. Thanks for taking my call. Trying to dovetail what you were just saying, but to expand it a little bit, you know, the COVID fiasco. The economy is ready now, poised to jump back up. The narco terrorists, the illegal immigrants, all of this stuff. Trump's been in office for basically a year, and it's going to continue. I mean, who knows what else is going to get uncovered and all these things that we know that Biden completely screwed up. But here's the thing. Here's my point. Your show did a really good job of spending most of the year of 2025 driving home the point. We need to get out and vote. The midterm elections, I realize, aren't until next November. But here's the thing. We cannot let off the throttle. We need to start telling people every chance we get that we cannot let up come this midterm elections. This has to keep going or we're in big trouble.
I know. And what I'm afraid of the same thing that you are. And the reason I'm afraid of it is because they are super motivated. That's why they're putting up the numbers they are. Whereas we've kind of fallen into malaise and we need to do what we did in 2024. I mean, we need to be personally responsible for dragging everyone we know out to vote.
And you mentioned the sheeple. I have a feeling we're not going to convert a lot of them. So the bottom line is we just have to outnumber them like we just did this past November.
Yes. Yeah, and we can do it. But we have got to wake up from our slumber, because let me tell you what, this ends if the Democrats win. They will immediately begin undermining Trump economically so that in 28 they can say that the Trump agenda failed. I mean, that is their plan, hurt the economy as much as possible. We don't want to be there, believe me, because we do not ever want a Democrat in the White House again. Because you saw last 4 years. I mean, it only takes him 4 years to finish off this country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.